It's kind of fun. Good morning. Who's this?
Hi, this is Sharon, your local Google specialist. We have a front page position available.
Okay, Sharon, good for you. That's great. She's a Google specialist. I should have talked to her. Front page available. Oh, just how much it costs, Sharon? We're going to have a lady on next Thursday. That's going to be pretty fun. See if I can get a real name. Ingrid. What's her last name? Anyway, one of you sent me something about her, and I've been communicating with her. And as a matter of fact, we're going to have her on 2 hours. The more I talk to her by email, the more, man, this gal, she's got something going on. She's a smart girl. She's been around. Ingrid Nyman. She does a lot of different modalities, meditation, Ayurvedic medical system, herbalism, and quite interesting gal. She looks great. And so she's going to be here next Thursday for 2 hours. I'm going to be here with Adam. Will be here Monday. And then we're going to take Tuesday, the 4th of July off. 4th of July. And then Andrew, and then Ingrid next week. My Uncle Tony used to celebrate the 4th with the 5th. But my Aunt Rose got angry at him, so he quit doing that. All right, let's see here. Do love is alive. Hi, Patrick. This is from Eric. I have to support your point of view that D-mannose works as you have described it on past shows. It certainly is a sure cure as mainstream medicine's answers with no downside from my experience over a period of many years. And yes, nowadays, too, even though Tony feels otherwise. Cordially, Eric. Oh, D-mannose. Yeah, that's a product that I've known people use for urinary, was it? Yeah. Yeah, urinary tract infection that I've had people tell me that they kick it in about 2 or 3 days, just boom, boom, really fast. Called D-mannose, M-A-N-N-O-S-E. I think it's got some aloe in there. Isn't that the main ingredient in aloe vera, mannose? So if you get a urinary infection, try that. Adam says that several lechins, lectins have anti-cancer properties too. Unfortunately, corporate beaker boys are concocting new Frankenstein lectins to fight cancer because the natural health lechin can't be patented. So some of these lechins actually fight cancers. So with all these things, I wouldn't get over head over feet on these lechins things, But you know, if you digest the food better, pressure cooking it, to me that's kind of a sign. And if it tastes kind of good and it's fun and it's easy, well, I mean, why not? You know, I mean, what? Well, why not? It's kind of fast, don't I? Kind of like that. Our love is alive. All right. Let's see some more emails here. Okay, this open phones. Come on and join us. What's your story? I want to hear your story. I'm sure you got a story to tell, right? What's your story? What is it? What's the story? Story? What's your story? 888-663-6386. Email Patrick at oneradionetwork.com. There's another one about the hemp paste. People like the Ariba. Oh, somebody else. Yeah, just go to Stephen's site, and he's got the hemp paste. Stephen Huer, click on the One Radio Network thing, and there you go. On the One World Way thing. I've been using the Vitalizer Plus. I use the Concentrates Minerals Crystal Energy. Seems to work well. I only use about 10 drops of the Crystal Energy for the whole pitcher of water. It tastes delicious. Oh, good job. Yeah, that's cool. Now, the Vitalizer Plus does have a mineral cube in there. So you're getting some minerals, that organic minerals your body can absorb. So they vortex the water, that Vitalizer Plus that we promote. And then you can also, you can add extra stuff too. I put a little, maybe a half teaspoon of ocean water in a pitcher. How much is that pitcher? Is it, I don't know. So Doodle and I, we get some more minerals like that. That's kind of fun. I got my herbs sitting here. I haven't even taken my herbs yet this morning, man. It's because I keep talking. Why don't you get somebody call here so I don't have to talk so much. 888-663-6386. Email Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. Shandy writes in, I just listened to your open phone Friday. Always enjoy the topics and guests. However, I must say that other than the catchy tune at the beginning of your spots, I noticed the birds in the background throughout many of your podcasts. I find it interesting and wonder if you record outside as opposed to in a studio. Regardless, it's a great background. You can hear them right now. Hear them? That's a real thing. No, I just have the windows open here in the studio because I don't have air conditioning in the house. So to close all the windows would be not a good idea. Kind of stuffy. Have a little ceiling fan and in my shorts. My little shorts, we were out in the creek. And that's it. So yeah, they're real birds. They're real birds. Sometimes, so it is a great background, isn't it? I kind of like it. We did buy one of these Honeywell portable air conditioners, I think from Home Depot a couple years ago. So during the summer now, I'll close all the windows and I rigged it up so you put it out the window and it'll keep the temperature down pretty good, maybe about 80 degrees in here in the summer, which is better than 90 because this equipment doesn't like to get real hot. So we did that. Yeah, when we did the house, what, it was 20 years ago, it was totally off the grid, you know, with solar panels on the roof. And I was just never a big fan of air conditioner anyway. So I said, oh, no, just, they'll be fine. I'll just wear less clothes in the summer. And it is kind of crazy being in Texas with no air conditioning, but I don't mind it. Timothy, thanks for the pricing on the sulfur. Oh, yeah, I got it. Yeah, oh, more than 4 pounds, you get 10% discount. 8 to 9 pounds, 15%. I will be ordering tomorrow. I'm curious, are you going to be running some additional videos from the series, The Sacred Plant? Excellent series. Yeah, I forwarded this to Sharon, who's still helping with the, God love her, she's still helping with some of the videos and stuff. She's such a cool gal, even though she's really not officially working with this any longer because she's doing other stuff, but she's so great. So I forwarded that to her. Yeah, there's something going on with this hemp stuff. Boy, big deal. More and more states are working on the medical marijuana stuff, and then so yep. So the toothpaste is out of the tube on this one, so this is good. The federales still have marijuana as a Schedule I drug, which is pretty strange. Right up there with crack and everything else. Can you imagine? It's a Schedule One. And so they still kind of argue with the states and don't want them to do it and all that. But I think it's a done deal. And I think we've crossed the Rubicon on the medical marijuana deal, and it's going to be available everywhere. I know the hemp paste is legal in all 50 states because they have some kind of thing. It's 0.03% THC, which is the stuff that make you wacky tobacky. And I know it's really interesting, even though, you know, we don't promote, you know, marijuana use for recreational use because we think it's a dumb thing to do. But I do, having said that, I think it's kind of funny how governments think it's a bad thing if people do something to get stoned or something. Again, we don't support that, but it is kind of funny with alcohol and all the legal drugs out there that people, you know, it's just kind of humorous, I would say. It's humorous that they act like they're trying to protect you. Oh, Sam Girard, the guy in Kentucky, sentenced to 6 years in prison. Well, that's 6 years too long, right? For selling chickweed and black salve? Come on. Well, at least it's not life, and maybe he can get off 1 year, only do 1 year with parole or probation. And if he would have had an attorney, he probably could have just got probation. Well, so God bless Sam. Thanks, Lynn. Adam says that pressure cooking has more advantages than just deactivating lichens. Huh. Vitamins and flavors are preserved? Really? Oh, that's right, because it's all in one pod, right? Steaming isn't even an also-ran when it comes to pressure cooking. Really? You mean, so the vitamins at this high heat stay in the deal? Plus, they work everything out, like in one pot, like we were talking about. They work out all their differences in the pot, you know, potatoes and the carrots and the peas and whatever. Okay, they work it out before going into the tummy. Steaming isn't even an also-ran when it comes to pressure cooking. Well, I'll be done. Yeah, thanks, Adam. Adam's going to be here on Monday. The first Monday of the month. My love is alive. Mm-hmm. All right. So can we build muscle as a vegan? Adam, it's a definitely yes, and I think so. Isn't Peter Ragnar a vegan or a vegetarian? Man, this guy's got muscles on muscles. So, yeah, I mean, I've seen videos of vegan. Sure. Vegan would probably be more difficult than a vegetarian because you wouldn't do things like whey or a little cheese, stuff like that. But certainly vegetarian would be a dropkick. I guess if you're clever, you could do it as a vegan. I'm not sure. Sure, you could do it on anything. You know how I feel about this. I don't. It's really, in my opinion, it's our state of consciousness. I think you could probably eat raw carrots. And if you really believed in the every part of your DNA that this is all you need, and you're going to do whatever you want to do on raw carrots, you can do it. Yep, I think so. That's my opinion. I think you could do it on air. I think you could do it on peanut butter. I think you could do it on water. I really, really do. I'm doing it with my hair. We're going to this hair, we're turning back to normal color. And just talk to it, tell it this is what I want. Because when you think about it, I mean, it just makes sense to me. From a spiritual perspective, it makes all the sense in the world. Why would we, as soul, and we evolved these bodies over millions of years, right? We've been at it a long time. Millions of years. We maybe have had millions of lifetimes in some kind of human form and even animal form, maybe before that. I don't know. But at some point, we knew that we knew, and that was a game changer. We just didn't know. We knew that we knew. I know that I know. Oh, perhaps then that's when soul as we know it, maybe a different evolved soul popped in. Even though gorillas have our soul too, but maybe there was some kind of a leap thing with when we came in, when we knew that we knew. I don't know. It's above my pay grade. But anyway, so we have been creating these bodies for a long, long, long time. And we make no mistake about it, we have created them. Every time we incarnate, every time we evolve, every time as we move through hundreds of thousands and thousands of years, we have created these bodies by our state of consciousness. No doubt about it. Of course, I mean, we as soul are using divine spirit to do this, and that divine spirit works through us, but it definitely works through our mind and our emotions and our state of consciousness, which is how it works for all species. So to think that we've come all this way and that would not be able to evolve our way around everything, chemtrails, whatever, radioactivity, is just ludicrous, in my opinion. It doesn't even make sense. It would be a real, it'd be a defeatist. Why would I look at my life like that, to think that there's something outside of me could hurt me? To believe in a secondary cause, because there's only one cause in the universe, and that's God. The original cause, divine spirit, working through us at this moment, that's the cause of everything. Everything else out there, mercury, chemtrails, chemicals, radioactivity, they're just manifestations created through humans. So they're effects. So the cause can always trump the effect. Excuse me, President Trump. Trump the effect. Does that make sense? So you as soul do not have to be taken over by aluminum or anything like that. Sure, we do stuff. You know, we do stuff to keep the aluminum out, like whatever. Feed you water and we detox, of course. You might as well do stuff that helps. You may as well. What else are you going to do? We have the technology and saunas and stuff like that, and it really helps on the physical body, but all the action is being done spiritually. So to think that we know that people who worry about stuff can create cancer like that, right? And they do all the time, or other illnesses. All these illnesses are created by our state of consciousness. We know that. That's not even a conjecture anymore. It is. We know that. So if we create cells that are imbalanced, out of control, called cancer, or in immune system, or low sperm counts with stress, and all the stuff that we know goes on, then just logically, without any other kind of information, logically, do you think that we, as we become conscious of how this works through our body as soul, that we couldn't do the other way too? Of making changes? Of course. Why would it only work the negative way? It doesn't even make sense. You don't have to know anything. And I think you'd... So I think as things come in, as we become aware of who we are as soul more and more, that we just know that our body can deal with whatever comes at it, and it can, and it does, and it will, in my opinion. My love is alive. Oh. So... So work on all the different levels. That's our advice. Work on all the different levels. Do all the stuff, and then especially too, if you're doing pine pollen or some kind of herb, a shaga or reishi or something, or sulfur or anything. And then you really believe that it's going to help you. You just do, and you really buy into it, and you really believe it, not just on the mental level. Imagine how that leverages it from they've proven that in double-blind studies, the placebo effect. You probably leverage a product, 10 times what it's done on paper, just by believing, too. So it's pretty cool, don't you think? Yep. Kevin's up in Alberta. Love the show. My mom has persistent GERD issues. GERD is when the acid thing comes up. Wow. She can't take anything spicy or sour at all. Tomato, fruits, everything. Just. She went to see a doctor diagnosed with H. pylori. Given an antibiotic. H. pylori was gone next time she checked it, but the GERD is still there. Yeah, I think there's all kinds of theories on the H. pylori thing, if that's real, and I don't know. But the digestion thing, I think everybody's so unique, and I suspect there's people out there that have damaged their tummies to such an effect from bad food and stuff like that, and stress, that they need a little bit of help with the acid. But I think even though most of the natural docs say you don't have enough acid, I think most people have too much acid. And I think acid gets created with stress, and people have a lot of that, and multitasking, so that's why tomatoes and lemons and hot stuff can exacerbate that problem. And I would just do really soft kind of foods, jasmine rice and soups, and stay away from all that hot stuff. And moms think it settled down. Aloe is really, really, really great for that. It's very cooling. Coriander, which is cilantro, is very cooling for the tummy. Yeah, I think things just get so hot down there for most people. I mean, the acid reflux thing and the acid blockers and Prilosec and all that, it's a huge thing. And it's a really shame what's going on with people. They give guys these acid blockers and girls. And, man. It screws stuff up totally. So someone, a friend of mine, said, man, I got this thing. It's pretty much what I do, but I just had a lot of stomach acid. And it's just gets better and better and better. I still get a little burning every now and then. And it's my canary in the coal mine. I can talk about a little bit that my master helped and I created together to learn a couple of things. And it's pretty cool how we do that. I might get into it this morning. We'll see. Anyway, when my Ayurveda guy got me off all this acid stuff, I started to heal. It's taken a long time. lemons, fermented foods, hydrochloric acid. I did all that stuff and really kind of burned up my tummy. Just burned up my tummy. Burned it up. Okay, how about this one? Previously with Daniel Vitalis on one of our premier products.
And pine pollen comes in at this time in history as this important player in the herbal world, in our pharmacopoeia, in our apothecary, providing us with male hormones. And it's not because we want to become MMA meatheads who just, rah, testosterone. It's nothing like that. It's that we need testosterone to have healthy motivation levels, to have vigor, to feel purpose. And when a person's testosterone levels get really low, they get kind of depressed, lethargic. They start to wonder what the point of life is. They start going around saying, I just need to feel more energy. Right. You know what I can take for more energy? And often it's just low testosterone levels. So pine pollen is just this crucial player. And we've brought it to market, it must have been 6 years ago now, and it has been wildly successful because it's helping so many people.
Well, it's very popular around here, as you know. The pine pollen gold is the main product. And if you want to leverage its potency even more, 4-P's, they call it, has some stinging nettle and some other good things, which kicks it up a notch. Click and order any Sir Thrival link on OneRadioNetwork.com. Brian Clement, who heads up the Hippocrates Institute in Florida, talked about saunas here. Elke writes in for Brian Clements. Would Brian give us some tips on what supplements we would need to take if we do saunas several times a week to replenish lost minerals from sweating?
Well, Dr. Rao, who you had on, is a colleague and a friend. We do often conferences together in Europe. And I agree. We have saunas here. I take a sauna, so you know this, no matter where I travel in the world, 365 days a year. I think it's mandatory.
Really?
87%, listen closely, okay. 87% more heavy metals and chemicals come out in an infrared.
Well, no wonder we feel better when we take these saunas. We have the Relax Far Infrared Sauna we've talked about on sale through all... No, we don't. But actually, you know what? That's a good idea. I think we're going to put it on sale because in the summer, the sales really get slow with saunas. People don't think about it. But let's see if we can work it out. Maybe put it on sale for July and August. Yeah, that's a good idea. Anyway, I don't know, for what it's worth, I still take a sauna virtually every day, even when it's 95 in Texas. The amount of sweating you do is, well, I mean... You'd have to go out there and build a fence post for 5 hours to sweat like you do in a sauna. Who wants to do that when you just sit there and sing Hugh and talk to God and sweat? I mean, makes it pretty easy, you know. These are cool, but so let me get one on sale for you and see if we can do something for July and August, which would mean it needs to start today. I'll figure something out, so be on the lookout if you want to get one.
Know the source. One Radio Network.
Well, I tell you what, we're going to go out and build a fence post. Poke a few cows here this morning. That's right, I tell you what.
Such a feeling's coming over me. There is wonder in most everything I see.
Good morning. This is OneRadioNetwork.com. The telephone number is 888-663-6386. Email patrick@OneRadioNetwork.com.
I remember when I played that song. a lot. I was working in Quincy. WGEM radio. I remember when that song came out, probably 1972 or something. Boy, I just like that song. '72, right? Karen and Richard Carpenter, Top of the World, 1972, yeah. I was in Quincy for 3 years, 71, 72, 73. Well, I sure liked living in a small town. You ever live in a small town? I mean, really small town? I mean, Dripping Springs, where we are now, really doesn't count because Austin is only 45 minutes away, so nobody really, you know, just stays here. But in a place like Quincy, Illinois, I mean, there's nothing else around. I mean, there was Hannibal, Missouri across the river, but who went there? So you just lived and worked and played in Quincy. I mean, and there's, what, 25, 30,000 people? And I really enjoyed it. It was just really quite fun, you know. Because I mean, you knew a lot of people, and we go to this little place and have a beer. The Top Hat. I remember the Top Hat. 20-cent beer on draft. And it was fun, you know, just living in a place like that. And life was pretty simple. Just work on the radio and play Carpenter records. What a life, huh? Jeez. Okay, Lynn says, the food cooks in much less time in the Instant Pot. Lynn really likes this product. She's, like I say, she's the one. So exposed to less heat, thus more vitamins retained. Oh, because of the time. I gotcha. The pressure might be breaking down the cellulose in the cell walls and making vitamins more available, maybe? Question mark. Yeah, it could be. Yeah, it's really good to know about the vitamins. I feel better already. Ah, Sam Girard used a sovereign citizen defense. No wonder he's going to jail. Don't want to do that. Well, because as Andrew taught us, you're not really sovereign. You're not really because of all the silly stuff that goes on. Yeah, I know. I had my days in the Patriot thing, and I've gotten into some trouble, as you know, over thinking that this was right, you could do this, and got to be real careful with all that stuff. All that sovereign citizen stuff, because you're not. Sorry, just the way it is. It's our karma. Thank you, Lynn. Andy Goss has taught us that the way the thing has been set up, the Constitution really doesn't matter anymore. There's no real constitutional courts. This is only something I've learned in the last 2 or 3, 4 years. I mean, I just didn't know it before. And so if you have a birth certificate, if you have a driver's license, if you have a social security number, if you have a bank account, if you've used credit, had a mortgage, sound like you? Are you in there? Probably. Have you used Federal Reserve notes? Dollars? Probably. Well, then, if that's the case, Andy taught us that these are all adhesion contracts. Okay? Adhesion contracts. So you don't really have constitutional rights. And you go in there and start arguing in the court that you're a sovereign citizen and you have the right to sell chickweed if you want, and you're going to lose. Like Sam lost. 6 years. Hopefully he'll be able to get that overturned or appealed or something. So don't do that. Because these people that teach this stuff, they don't tell you all the fine print. Pay your taxes. No matter what you read, no matter which website you go on to, no matter where you think your jurisdiction is, you owe them. It's our karma. Paying to Caesar what is Caesar, and leave it alone. Don't mess with it. Top of the world, I'm doing. I'm rewatching a pretty cool show called The Tudors. You ever see that one? Adam, you guys ever watch that one? I think you'd like it. The Tudors, it's all about King Henry. I think it was a Showtime thing, so I'd get it on Netflix. Oh, actually, I bought the DVDs. I just liked, because I think I was around, I know I was around in that time, so that's why it's probably fascinating to me. I think it's around the 1400s, 14 to 1500s, when King Henry was around. B-O-Y-L. Anne Boleyn. Yeah, he married Anne Boleyn, Queen Anne. When was that? Yeah, 1400, something like that. The Boleyns. So it's all based on the true story. And anyway, I can remember, speaking of taxes, I can remember a past life where I was shown, this is about a year ago, and I was, it happened in about 30 seconds. It wasn't a big, long past life experience, but it was definitely there. I mean, when it happens and you see it in the dream state, yeah, you go, whoa. You get this guy, whoa, whoa. Anyway, I was running along this castle turret, what they call it anyway, that ledge that you stand on behind the castle wall. So if somebody was looking up at you, they could just kind of see your chest and above. They have all these ledges where the guys would stand to fight off the guy trying to take the castle. So I was running along the top of that thing. And I had this piece of paper rolled up in my right hand, kind of like a diploma. And I was running along with my right hand up in the air. And I was screaming to the top of my lungs. And there were thousands of people down below. We will not pay these taxes. They're unfair. That's all I said. And the people were screaming. So I've had past lives being a tax protester. And they probably cut off my head back then, so, probably didn't learn much. Anyway, so that was around that time, because I had this white, fluffy kind of accordion thing around the neck. And you could see that's what these people wore, the guys wore around that time, 1400s, 1500s. So I probably had a past life during King Henry's. Probably, I obviously was a tax protester. And when you do that against the king, he'll make your foot shorter. So it's kind of fun. And people have asked me about the past life thing. Yeah, generally it really doesn't matter, because it's just now, and what the hundreds and thousands of millions of lives that we had, we've just been through it all. We were generally a male and a female, off and on, back and forth, and did a lot of stuff. We've all killed. We've all been killed. We've all probably had the plague. We've all done good stuff, bad stuff. It's just trying to bounce back and forth until we get spiritually evolved enough. We can say, whoa, wait a minute. Wait. Hold on here. Stop the music. I'm getting tired, coming back every time and balancing out this karma, that karma. I've been fighting with this one person for 12 lifetimes. Let's just get over it. So a way to do that with things that you feel really strong against, Maybe it's taxes. Maybe it's whatever. Governments. Or maybe it's, I don't know. Who knows? Maybe it's the environment. Or maybe it's people killing animals or something like that that you don't like. And I get it, you know. And so honor that. But the key is, and this is the magic that will help you to drop out of this wheel, this little hamster wheel. It's really called the Wheel of 84, is what it's called. And generally, we'll go through about 12 cycles of each of the 12 astrological signs. So you get all the different experiences. But anyway, the way to do that then is to make peace with these people that you've been fighting maybe lifetimes. You know, you don't have to necessarily agree with what the way they're doing things. You can realize that, well, it's not the, you know, it's not kind of fair that we don't really have the Constitution thing anymore. But the idea is to send them peace, love, and hippie beats. And you can talk about it or write about it or even, you know, try to get legislation to change it. And that's fine to be active, politically active, but to fight and to call them scumbags and you want to kill them. And, you know, that just keeps the karma going. So don't do that. So you see, once you give up on your end, then you've broken the spell. So you can forgive this force that you've been fighting maybe for lifetimes. Let it go. Okay, I'm done. I forgive you for anything you've ever done, and I get it. And taxes are my karma, so I'm just going to pay them and do the four agreements thing. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you and thank you. And that breaks all the karma. It just stops. And people don't understand that, so then they'll just lifetime after lifetime continue the fight. And whatever they fight against, cancer, government, AMA or CIA or whatever, you know, they just fight. Just fight. Gun rights. And they don't ever get it, and they just come back. Or they'll fight with people, you know, like the Hatfields and McCoy. And they'll go on for generations of fighting. And look what's happening in the Middle East. They've been doing this for 1,000 years because they don't really understand karma. I'm sure the Quran, you know, the Quran, which is just a dilute, you know, it's just a spin-off of the way things are. Karma, reincarnation, all religions are just kind of a diluted form of the truth. And they tend to forget the karma thing, or they don't teach it well, or they leave it out on purpose, or in many cases they turned it into sin, like a lot of religions. And that screws up the thing, because then it's not sin, it's karma. Anyway, so then that's why people in the Middle East fight with each other back and forth, because, well, your great-great-great-great-great-grandfather, Swami What's-His-Face, killed my Uncle George, and I'm not going to let that go. That's why, unless there'd be a spiritual revolution in the Middle East, they're not going to quit fighting with each other. You know, the Sunnis and the Shiites, and, you know, there's... But there seems to be now, there seems to be a movement in Iraq, I know, and other places are kind of getting tired of fighting. And maybe they're really kind of catching on that this is not going to work. Why don't we just get along and forget all the things that's gone on the past 1,000 years and get on with it. And if the West would get out, Russia, United States, UK, Canada, Australia, get out of there and quit stirring things up, man, maybe these people could live in peace for a while. But... Well, it doesn't look like that's going to happen, because the United States is settling in. They have moved into Iraq. They have 3 big bases there, huge bases, and this is going to be their base of operations, in my opinion, to keep their eyes on their national interests. And you can use your imagination to know what that is. Yep. But that's what they do. And it's fun to watch because it's interesting.